I have a calling, and my calling is that I want to help women to really shortcut their success. Number two, success is not about glorious wins. It's about taking a step back and letting other women shine as well.
Welcome to episode 16 of Hungry Women at Work. I'm Navile Malloy, and this is the podcast for the woman in the classroom, the boardroom, the lab, the home office, the sports field, wherever you are, just trying to thrive without losing your soul. So here's another real life confession. We used to have a subject called guidance in primary school. I think it's the equivalent of life orientation or something to that effect today. In one of our lessons, the guidance teacher asked us to draw a picture of what we wanted to become one day when we grew up. I drew a picture of myself wearing a crown and a sash, and I wrote, "When I grow up, I want to be Miss South Africa." Sounds like most little girls' dreams, right? But I was really serious about it because I wanted to save the starving kids in Africa, inspire women everywhere, and get to publicly thank my mommy for being my role model. You know the winning speech. Unfortunately, though, nobody gave 10-year-old Navilia the memo that there was a height advantage needed. And being on the short side of life, I never quite grew into that dream. Now, over the years, I must say I've become quite personally disenchanted by beauty pageants and the messaging that these types of events convey to our young girls. The message that you have to be slender and tall and have a certain type of hair to be considered the most beautiful girl in the country. I know we could have an entire episode just on that alone. And if you think we should, please send me a note on our WhatsApp line or on our Instagram page, and we'll definitely make an episode of it. But with that context in mind, imagine my intrigue when I received an email all the way from Singapore, from Lucinda, who's from an organization called Soul Rich Women. She said that they'd encountered Hungry Women at Work and found our podcast motivating and inspiring. Whoop whoop! And would we be keen to feature their founder, Janisha Aluwora, as a guest on the show? Her email listed all the topics that Janisha could talk to us about, such as how she built one of the leading women business support groups in Southeast Asia, her drive and reason for empowering women to go after what they want and to dream big, how she successfully manages a fully digital business working with remote employees from different parts of the world, or how to build and strengthen an entrepreneur's digital branding, or to move from offline to online. All great topics that I thought Hungry Women at Work listeners, including myself, could benefit from. But who was this woman really, I wondered. Only when I Googled Janisha did I discover that she was named Southeast Asia Woman of Excellence in 2010 and was also, wait for it, a former Miss Singapore. I had to laugh as I recalled my dream as a 10-year-old girl. So, I didn't get to wear the Miss South Africa crown, but here I am now, getting to talk to an ex-Miss Singapore who's using her talents to empower other women. What I really appreciated about Janisha's story is that her story didn't start because of winning a beauty pageant. She was not born into pretty privilege, as some people call it, but she's someone who started from humble beginnings and has worked hard to get to where she is today, and she wants to take other women along with her. As a multiple business owner, a speaker, and the founder of the biggest network of female entrepreneurs in Southeast Asia, Janisha shares her advice on how to start your own business. She tells us how to take your business from offline to online, and how to work towards your goals even if you're a mom whose only time alone is in the loo. She also believes that as women alone, we are strong. Together, we are unstoppable. Take a listen. Hello, Janisha Aluwara, and thank you for joining us all the way from Singapore.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Janisha, it's really such a privilege to have you here on the show today, on the line with us. And I just want to get straight into it because I've told our listeners a bit more about you, but essentially you're the founder of Soul Rich Woman, which is Southeast Asia's leading network for female entrepreneurs. You're also a business mentor, and then you're a serial entrepreneur yourself and a host of other things. So my first question has to be, when do you sleep?
I don't think I ever sleep. I'm just joking. I usually sleep usually after 12, but I think the most important thing is making the day count. And then before I sleep, I actually do my like mindset rituals and to kind of set the tone for the next day. So and then work my mind before I sleep. And then after that, the day that I wake up, I also work my mind to really, you know, set the tone of the day. Because I really believe that mindset work is super important. It's not just about doing. It's about being, doing, and having as well. So I really believe in that. That's why my network is called Soul Rich Woman. It's S-O-U-L. Yes. Because I believe that whether you are rich in life, rich in your bank account, or rich in your soul, or whichever areas of your life, it has to come from that that inner wealth, that inner soul, the inner heart of yours, so that truly you can shine and function to the best in your zone of genius.
Yeah. I love that. And I just want to say just thank you to you and your team for reaching out to us. It was such a privilege hearing from you all the way on that side of the world. And what really just when I got this email and checked out Soul Rich Woman online, there were just so many natural connections for me with Hungry Women at Work, which is it's all good and well to be successful and to have the great bank account. But if your soul is empty, then really what does it matter? So I just, maybe tell us a little bit more about Soul Rich Woman and the heart behind creating this platform.
I think for me, it started when I was 14 years old. I mean, I started this network because I really want to help women. But when I was 14, I had to support myself through school because my family, financially, we were not very sound. So in our education here in Singapore, I mean, the government do help us in the subsidy for our tuition fees, but still my family could not afford the rest of the remaining fees. So my mom pawned her gold and sent me to three certifications, which is yoga instructor, aerobics instructor, and being a line dancing instructor. These three certifications allowed me to venture, what working life was like way before anybody has graduated from school, right? So moving forward, I kind of had a first taste of entrepreneurship when I was 18 years old, when I was still in school, but I'm asking myself, I only can work 3 days a week. How can I leverage my time in a single hour? So the whole idea was I supplied instructors. I gather one big group of instructors. I supplied, like for example, 10 instructors. I take some commission from their work, and then I make 10 times more than I usually make in a single hour. Oh, so that's how I understand unconsciously understood what it meant to leverage my time. By the time I was, in 2006, I actually went to compete in Miss Singapore.
Yes.
And then I went on to, I won, and then I represented Singapore, and then I went to do many things, you know. But I was also an image consultant, trained and certified. However, by 2011, I was struggling with a quarter-life crisis. I was asking myself, you know, do I see myself doing trading time for money? If I work, I get paid.
Yes.
I work, I get paid. I don't work, I don't get paid. Although my clienteles were like CEOs, companies, politicians, and decision makers, but I just feel that something was missing. So eventually I went online after spending hundreds of thousands of dollars buying different courses, going some for masterminds. I eventually by 2012, in 3 months, I make my first $100,000 just online. And then
Wow.
in 12 months, I crossed my very first million.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. So
Wow.
that really opened up my mind because it really showed that online is possible because when you have not done it, it's not possible, right? You
Yes.
only see other people doing it. So I cashed out my first pot of gold and then I invested in a cafe retail chain, which is an offline thing. Okay, I have to share this backstory because it's super important to why I still want to do a women network and why do I still want to help women?
Yes.
Because when I was still doing my cafe retail chain, we started in Singapore, then we went to Malaysia, then we went to Indonesia. We had seven outlets, seven franchisees, and 11 licensees. After 4 years, we exited to a public listed company. So same thing during the period I was based in Indonesia and I was feeling something was missing. So even though I was successful, even
What?
though I
Wow.
had like, multiple franchisees under us and licensees under us and I was managing the Indonesia site, I was still feeling something was empty, feeling I was still missing something, right? And all these years I've been helping women in looking good, feeling great, because I was the image consultant. That's it. There must be something that I'm not aligned. So with just a webcam and internet in Indonesia, because I was quite busy with my retail offline work, I eventually went online to do webinars. Every single Wednesday is called Webinar Wednesday. It has this whole jingle in it. It's like okay, with just the internet and webcam, I was using last time I was using Google Hangouts and I was doing this webinar every single Wednesday, streaming live at 9 p.m. sharp. Okay, where I share all my online experiences with the women out there. So
Whoa.
that was how I got started, Soul Rich Woman part time, while I was running my full time retail chain business because retail outlets are very heavy, which means like it's like we are running managing different countries,
Yes.
and then there's so many things to look into, so it's not easy. And doing this online thing makes me so much happier. So I knew
Oh.
from that instant when I was doing this online thing, I was like, having clients, I was doing coaching from online. I was like, wow, there must be something more out there for me, not just the retail business. So when my
Wow.
partner all agreed to exit the business, which we would want to build to sell, I was so happy. I was like, okay, please take my shares, please take it all, give me back my money, and take it all. So that's how I got started. Why? Because I have a calling, and my calling is that I want to help women to really shortcut their success. Number two, success is not about glorious wins. It's about taking a step back and letting other women shine as well. Because I was, on TV, on radio, I have a, media network. I have like gone through the hard knocks, starting at a very young age. I have run a retail chain before. We've built and exited, successfully for our businesses. So
Yeah.
I can see that there's so much knowledge to be shared to the women out there. And I want to help women to own the F word, which is being fabulous, having freedom, and financial independence. So that's how Soul Rich Woman, in a nutshell, got started, right? And it's very fun because I think that I've not done networking the last 6 years, ever since I started my online thing. And I must say, Navilia, is that really, really, truly, when you know and understand the power of online, and women can have like 2, 4 hours a day, let's say even you have kids, the beauty of it is even though you have children, you need to take care of your husband, the household, or even you're busy at work,
Yes.
you still can make it online, you know, you still can do something for yourself online. For example, you could, you know, share your, you know, experience online to help someone, right, online. You know, you can share, you can get clients online, you can get recognition, you can get branding online. There's so many things that we can do, right?
Sure.
So by doing these Soul Rich Woman, it really made me so excited. It's going to be my legacy, and that's how I see this whole entire platform. That's why it's not called Janisha Allura Network.
Yes.
It's called Soul Rich Woman, right? So that's why, because everyone is a soul rich woman. Navilia, you are a soul rich woman.
Thank
you. You are focused, you are determined, someone who, you know, stay true to her heart. And truly, you are fabulous, and you have your own freedom of choice, and you have your own financial independence. So that's what it's all about.
Mm. I feel like you've just preached, motivated, and just like released me to greater things all in one go. And so I really want to salute you for that, but it's also an encouragement to other women, because sometimes what we do as women is we look at someone's story and we see them at a point in their life. So someone looking at you now sees the self-made success story, but they don't know all the work. They don't know about all those webinar Wednesdays that you had to put in week after week. And I read online where you were saying, one of your articles, you were saying the first time you went out and you streamed your webinar and you had zero people watching, and the next time it was one, and the next time it was 10, but on and on. It wasn't an overnight success story. So what are some of the principles from your own life and through your experience that you have learned that enable one to go from a small seed of opportunity to ultimately seeing success materialize?
Wow, I love this question. I think the first piece will be being confident about who you are and where you want to go.
Yes.
I think by knowing where you want to go roughly, you can reverse engineer what to do next. So I think that's the very first piece, right? Mm. So if you don't know what to do, then really find a mentor, find a coach to help you to identify what's your next step and where you should be at.
Good.
Now in the online space, consistency is the baseline. Six, seven years ago when I first started going online, I mean, you can just go on once a week, or you can just, you know, sometimes you post, sometimes you don't post. Yeah, you can be on and off. But really, truly, in essence now, if you are not consistent, you will not be heard.
Yes.
So that's the baseline, right? So if you want to be heard, you want to be found, you want to be loved, you want to have more clients, more opportunities, you have to keep showing up, right? So
sure.
Being consistent is key. So it's the next one. So confidence, consistency. And last one is knowing where, you know, what is your, you know, kind of like things you want to market, right? What is your voice? What is it that piece that you want to be, because you want to be authentic online? So now that you know where you want to go, so you have to start now, and then now that you can be consistent and you choose to be consistent, then the question will be, how can I stay authentic marketing the products or services online? So this piece is a very big piece that I really feel that it's very important. So here's an actionable strategy for you right now, which is to really look through your website, your social media, and really shut down places that you no longer tend to. Why do you open
Brilliant.
So many, build so many houses that has cobwebs of spiders or cockroaches and rats and ants in them, right?
I mean, why do you have things?
Yeah, so why do you have all these channels and then you are not maintaining it? I would rather you choose three, if not two, of your best time where you can use, based on which is your target audience or where your target audience is at, focus on these platforms instead. And then make it work for you rather than be everywhere, than be nowhere. Remember this, sell to everybody, sell to nobody. Speak to one speak to many. So when
wow.
you identify that piece, that one place, right, you want to focus and be authentic by finding that overhanging theme so that you can be truly what we call consistent online, finding that message rather than being a schizophrenia, you know, or sometimes we call bipolar. Sometimes you go to Instagram, you're like one person, and then you go to Facebook, you're another person, and then you go to LinkedIn, you're another person, you know. That's like three in one.
Having been someone who's in this space for so many years, is there a superpower or a secret skill that women, that you've seen in your encounters with women entrepreneurs, that's, this is what can separate those who are just trying out from those who actually make a success out of it?
Wow. I think the fine line between a woman who is truly successful or really consider someone who is entrepreneurial or not, I think really boils down to how she views herself and the world, which is, you know, being, are you owning the F word? Are you giving away your power? Or are you owning your power? I think that's one. And then the second one that I see is playing small or playing big. That's the second one.
Sure. That's a big
number
one.
Number three will be stepping out of comfort zone, or do you stay to be in your safe zone? So I think these are the three pieces, yeah, that I really can see. If the women, they cross all these three main hurdles, usually they will be successful, because I find that for women, sometimes it's never just about the technical skills.
Yes.
It's about the why. It's about the internal noise that we have to address.
Absolutely.
Our limiting beliefs that we
yes.
need to address. And after we address all these pieces, and suddenly the woman becomes this superwoman, gets transformed, and then goes into this, you know, it is like superwoman mode, you
yes.
know. So it's very different. Yeah. So that's what I see. So playing, a lot of them don't see that they can do it because they have not seen other people do it. Or maybe like what you mentioned earlier, Nuhilia, like, oh, maybe the other person has done it, so I'm looking at this person, maybe she's born with a silver spoon, or
yes.
you know, she's so successful, mm-hmm. how can I be like her?
Yes.
So that's why in our network we are quite smart. We help more women to succeed, and we share their success stories with them, so that seeing is believing, because empowered
wow.
women empower others.
Yeah.
Right.
I love
so
that.
By having this mindset and this flow of energy, it's no longer about Janisha being that successful person. It's always about that person. That's why soul rich woman, that's why I said you are a soul rich woman. Your listeners, whoever who's listening today, you are a soul rich woman as well, right?
Powerful.
You can be a soul rich woman who own the F word. So it's always about you. So quit playing small, quit thinking, start doing.
I want to ask a little bit about how does one achieve the things that you dream of, your dreams, your goals, while maintaining balance? And I know balance looks differently to each woman and given your situation. So for a mom with small kids, balance is going to look very different. For someone who's got older kids or doesn't yet have kids, for example. But so in a season of trying to achieve your dreams, how does one maintain balance?
I think it comes in different forms. For me, it's taking off days. Like in a week, I set my off day to be on a Friday. So I plan
Lovely.
My schedule quite a fair bit. I don't really believe... Yes, I'm quite a like momentum... how do I say it? In the moment. Okay, let's go and do something. So I'm quite in the moment person.
Okay.
However, when it comes to growing a business, you have to schedule it in, right? Because if it's not scheduled, it's not real.
Yes.
Right? If it's not scheduled, it's not real, right?
Yes.
So you want to be knowing that. So I think this is one piece that is important. So I take my Fridays off. So usually I take my Fridays off, like, and then I kind of continue to work on the weekends, on the things I want to do.
Wow.
Because there is, in the big picture, there is work with on my business with my team.
Yeah.
Right? And then with my team of 21, and then myself being having my own dreams, like you said, there are other projects in my mind I want to do, right? So over the weekend, I will spend time looking at these projects. With mothers, with kids, usually, like you said, you know, kids who are very young versus kids with teenagers are quite different.
Yes.
So usually I will advise them to look into 2 to 4 hours a day if possible. And sometimes some of them don't even have time.
Yeah.
And then I'll just say, do you have time in the toilet? You know, do you go and pee and poop, right? Then they will laugh. Yeah, exactly, like that. Yeah. Because that's the truth, right? And then they say, oh, but my kids will be
knocking at the door.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
But you lock yourself up 30 minutes. It's all you need to do your social media. Write something, post something. Just spend 30 minutes, right? So it's not about success means that it's more hours in a single day, because I think a lot of people have misconception, like, success means making that $10 million. Success means working 24 hours a day or 16 hours, like some of what other people are saying. But
yes,
most importantly, what it feels good for you to make that progress. So imagine what is that 1% every single day that you can do and that you can put in. So if that 1% to you is just 30 minutes versus that usual no time versus the usual 5 minutes, then that 1% is your 30 minutes. And by the end of 365 days, you will have accomplished way more than what you usually have done. So don't compare yourself to other people by saying that, oh, no, you know, you are single, I'm married,
yes,
you have 3 kids, I have 5 kids. And it goes on and on, right? I'm like, please, whatever is your time that is given to you, allocate it and schedule it, right? Put it into your timetable. Whether it's 30 minutes to 4 hours, it doesn't matter. Just put it in so that you lock it down, and there's always 1% progress every single day. Just remember, keep running until your bank account looks like your phone number.
I love that. I saw that on your site and I absolutely love that, because we've got, I mean, it's a 10-digit phone number, is a 10-digit until your bank. I love it. I absolutely love that. I want to transition us to a section of the show called Rapid Fire. I fire a question at you and you just say the first thing that comes to mind. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, here we go. A book that's changed the way you think about work.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
A gadget or app that helps you work smarter.
My iPhone.
Your advice to your younger self.
Don't give up. Keep on pushing through. And it's okay whatever that's happened. Just continue to love yourself.
3 things that keep you centered.
Having my me time, playing with my cats, my 3 cats, and then watching movies.
Nice. 1 thing you do to overcome distraction.
Off my phones.
How do you keep your soul in check?
Oh, I love that. Is to really, you know, do centering work every single day, and always visualizing that the big vision that I have, which is to empower 1 million women.
Wow, wow! Your advice to younger working women?
Learn the ropes. Don't be in a haste. Always be patient with your process. Sometimes it's never just about the outcomes, because only through the journey that you will learn exactly what you need to learn at the very moment.
Beautiful. Your advice to senior women leaders?
Continue to have some time for yourself while guiding your team to grow. Really look into, besides your career advancement, you also have some time to nurture the younger generation so that, you know, your life can be meaningful and fulfilled at the same time.
Powerful. Wow. Absolutely powerful. Where can people get hold of you? Where should they reach out to you if they'd like to know more and get connected to you?
You can go to my website, which is soulrichwoman.com, soulrichwoman.com. com. So if you would like to learn how to delegate 80% of your to-do list to your assistant so that you can function in your zone of genius, then I highly recommend you to check that out. We have that on the website for you to download.
Why didn't you tell me this really sooner? Because I feel like that's what I need. I should have spent most of this interview talking about that. I need that is a skill I need in my life right now.
Yeah, because a lot of women don't know how to outsource. They can outsource, but they don't really know how to do it. And I'm not talking about hiring. It's just a mindset to cross the first hurdle where the question will be, do you go spa? Yes. Do you go do your manicure, pedicure? Do you do your hair massage, your body massage, right?
Yeah.
If you say yes, then you would have $10, $50 to outsource every single week or every single month.
Nice.
Either A, to hire a helper to take care of your baby so that you can have time for your business. So that's one. B is to look into, you know, this $50, you can free up 5 hours a week for you to be in your zone of genius, where truly is your purpose, is your soul calling, right?
Mm.
Then function in that, right? So these are the two main pieces that we really want to help women to achieve as well, because to own the F word, to have freedom of choice and have financial independence, it got to start somewhere, and you can't be a slave to time.
Yes.
Right? So you have to do something and leverage time.
Mm. Well, I love that. You've challenged me, and I'm going to think about how I can free up and delegate something this week. So thank you for that encouragement. I know your ultimate vision is to empower 1 million women. But apart from that, in 10 years' time, what would make you smile?
The success of other women. Because, like I said, success is not about glorious wins. It's about taking a step back and allowing women to shine as well. Having a network, allowing them to leverage on our resources, our knowledge and our network, I think that's really something that I'm looking forward. So, yeah, we start small and then we grow over time. Because alone you are strong, together we are unstoppable.
Come on. What a perfect note to end out on. I would have loved to chat to you a lot more, but thank you so much for the wisdom that you've shared with us today. Thank you for making the time all the way from the East. It has been an absolute delight chatting to you today, and we wish you every success as you, I know through this network, you are a few 100 women closer to your 1 million dream. And thank you for allowing us to be part of that bigger vision.
Thank you, Navila.
Give your brand a voice with Audiodacious. For podcasting, IVR, and audio content solutions, check us out at audiodacious.com.
Thank you for tuning in today. Today's listener question is a lot more serious and gut-wrenching in nature, and actually came in the form of a conversation with a friend a few days ago. Now, we all know that gender-based violence is a huge problem throughout the world, but in South Africa, our nation has become crippled by escalating reports of violence against women, and especially against children. Over the past few weeks, it's become a national outcry, and many of us are personally grieved by the state of our nation. A friend contacted me recently and said that one of the hardest things for a woman who's been violated or abused to have to further endure is what to do immediately after the violation has taken place. She asked me two questions. How do we get the message of support and advice out there to the woman who doesn't have access? And could we not perhaps talk about this issue on Hungry Women at Work? Now, I know that's not typically what we'd talk about on this show, but honestly, I couldn't think of a more important conversation to have right now. But a short response at the end of an episode just won't do it justice. So our next episode will take on a slightly different format as we talk about the root causes of gender-based violence and how we as a society can be part of the solution. If you'd like to add your comments or questions around that in the meantime, please send me a note on WhatsApp on +27 060 921 6977. Also, please remember to subscribe to Hungry Women at Work on iTunes, Iono FM, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Till next time, keep thriving at work without losing your soul.